Blog Talk Radio.
Are your goals smart? You know, you may be sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, that is truly a thought to ponder. And, you know, quite frankly, I've never even thought about it. And so I want you to know that today, this first Monday of this new year, is our day to go on a journey of discovery and explore this very thought around this very question of, are your goals smart?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. And this is our very first Monday of this new year. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams. We are in our Shape Up series, and it's time to shape up and win. And boy, do we have a great topic that we're going to dive into, which is so appropriate for the start of this new year. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to what? Take advantage of our richness and the gems and jewels that are shared each week on demand in our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/insp Inspired Media for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Last week, we explored fear versus faith. If you missed it, oh, you want to go back. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we invite you, we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. You know, this, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, your smartphones, whatever you need to capture the richness that is shared, you want to grab it real quick. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow, those cute little social media juices, let them flow, flow, flow. Right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle of carrier pigeon, bottom line, woo, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, we're looking at Be Smart. Simple, two words, Be Smart. And the question raised is, are your goals smart? You know, again, I say Happy New Year on this first Monday of the new year. And I say that because so often people pop the champagne, whatever it is that you like, and cider, whatever that may be, and they send up the streamers and they say Happy New Year. And then people get into the mindset of New Year's resolutions. My New Year's resolutions, what are my promises that I'm making to myself to start out the new year and doing something good, stopping something bad on this first day of the year? Unfortunately, the reality is so often because people are not truly resolved and they don't have a clear-cut plan on how to make that shift, they often, before the month of January closes out, those resolutions that they were so woo-hoo, gung-ho about are no longer in the picture and can't even be seen. They're just so, it's like a fog. If someone said, what was your New Year's resolution? If you ask someone that February 1st, they'll be like, I forgot. I don't know. They've lost sight of it. And so, as a coach, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't do New Year's resolutions, because if you truly are resolved in maintaining this promise to yourself, if you truly made a mind shift, because that's where the shift has to happen. It has to happen in our mind. You have to make a shift in your mind, and you can't focus on woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, like I should lose weight, so I should get in the gym, but yet you really have not resolved it in your mind. You really have not truly made the decision that's needful. It's just a woulda, coulda, shoulda, and so you're not truly resolved with that. And so I want us to focus in on today in honor of starting this new year. But I want this to be your mindset continuously, a continuous mindset, not just at the start of the year that you have this New Year's resolution and you don't see it through, but rather you make the commitment to focus in on, okay, let me zone in on what my goals are. Because our goals are something that we desire. And in order for us to achieve what we desire, we must have the ambition, the drive in essence for whatever that is. And we have to be smart about it. So that's why we're looking at Be Smart. That's the title for today's installment of Motivational Monday. That is our focus. And when we're thinking about being smart, see, being smart is about having a quick wit. We're witty. You know, we have this intellect, this clever and bright idea, these thoughts. And so when we're looking at being smart, we're going to talk about an acronym that many of you may already be familiar with, but I want to dive into it at a deeper level around SMART goals. Because we want to make sure that the goals that we set are smart, that we're setting smart goals, that we are making our goals smart, that we are being witty and clever in how we strategically plan and outline our desires, our goals, what we want to achieve. And this is not a mindset that is just on this third day of the month and the new year, but rather it is a mindset that you make a paradigm shift on, and it becomes the way in which you simply navigate on your journey known as life. And so when we're looking at SMART goals, I want to give you the acronym, and I want to make sure that you're clear on that. We're going to dig into it. But I want you to begin to process in your mind as we go through this. What do you desire? Do you even know what it is you genuinely desire? And not only do you desire it, but in your heart of hearts, you have the ambition needed to achieve that desire. Why? Because it's not just a woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, I can think about a number of different goals at different stages on my journey. But more specifically, I'm going to use a tangible item because I know oftentimes this is something that people can relate with. And so I'm going to cross-apply and reference this as it relates to a car that I desired about 4 years ago, less than 4 years ago now. And how I lined that up with SMART goals. And so we're going to make that connection. Why? Because I want to make sure that what we're talking about, it's tangible. It's something that you can see. Because I've grown to know and to realize that we cannot achieve what, in essence, we can't see. I thank God for my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program, because that helped me to understand that I could have something that I desire, but if I don't really see a thing, I'm not going to be able to achieve it. And so with regards to my sharing, it's so that you get the sight that you need to really understand. And we're breaking this open. We're unpacking this so that you know what is needful for you to be able to achieve your goals. Remember I said this resolution, this time of resolution, oftentimes individuals will start out the year, Happy New Year, and these are my resolutions. But by the time the month comes to a close, if you were to inquire and say, well, what were your New Year's resolutions, they have gotten lost. And so we want to shift this place of I'm just making a promise that I'm not really in a place of readiness, fully committed to, and so I'm not resolved with it. It's something that I feel like is a woulda, coulda, shoulda. I should lose weight. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't, because maybe you really should, but the question raised is, are you truly at that place of readiness to be smart around that desire and outline it as not just a desire but a goal? And with that goal, that you're anchoring that so that it's smart and you're giving yourself clear steps so that you can see this gap that you have now closing. And so, again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with resolution, New Year's resolution, but let's move beyond that, because oftentimes those are promises that individuals don't keep to themselves. And so we want to shift and look at shifting that resolution to a specific goal based on SMART goals, being smart so that they're attainable. So as we move into that, again, I'm going to share and cross apply a real life situation of mine so that you can see it even better. So this acronym for SMART goals, which for many of you, I'm sure you've heard it. It's not new. I didn't create it. It's, you know, a measurement of what has been recommended, and I use it in my coaching practice with my clients because I have found that it is a great tool to be able to measure your goals and to give you a guideline associated with establishing SMART goals, goals that are SMART. And so we're talking about being SMART. So this acronym of SMART goals, S is specific, M is measurable, A is attainable, R is relevant, and T is time-based or time-bound. SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based, time-bound. And so let's look at specific. You know, when it comes to our goals and being specific, we have to put a framework, a context to our desires, to our goal. This context is the framing of it. And with that framing, we have to create the details. We have to get clear on what is it that I desire. Getting clear really starts from the inside out. I have to be able to envision specifically what does this desire look like that is now moving into a goal. What does it look like? And the details are specific based on what you need. Now, as I stated, I'm going to share with you a real-life situation for me a few years ago. In making it specific, I was looking for a car. I was in the market for a car. And it wasn't just I want a car. I had to get specific on, okay, well, I want a car. What is the brand of the car? What is the make and model of the car? What color is the car? What year is the car? So being specific. Now, that may be your business. What does the business look like? Again, being specific, the goal, what does it look like? And so the details are so relevant because putting a framework, putting it into context allows you to now be able to see it. And as I stated at the top of this time, and it's not the first time you've heard me reference this in association with my mentors and this insight and wisdom that I've gleaned, that we can't do what we can't see. So if I just said, oh, I want a car, I don't know where to go necessarily to get the car specifically because I haven't put any details. That could look like anything. But when you are clear on what your desire is, when you're clear on what your goal is, now you are in a better position to achieve what you truly desire because you put it into a contextual framework. You've created the necessary details around it. You're clear on what it looks like. You've envisioned it. And now you can affirm that that's what you want. I remember the dealership at one stage for another car saying, we have you pre-approved and this is what you want. But because I was so specific, I knew that that wasn't it because they didn't have what I had created the details around, the contextual framework, what I was seeing, what I was envisioning. And so when you're clear on that, and the same is true for your goals, your purpose, your vision, your dreams, oftentimes I will get asked to do different things, and I'll say no to a lot of things. There's specific things that I will say yes to that align with the journey that I'm on that I believe God has created me for. So I don't just say yes to everything, but we have to be specific. So our goals, in order for them to be SMART, start with being specific. In addition, our goals must be measurable. Can you measure your goals? This measurement means that you associate numbers to it, data to it, information to it that now will enable you to see the milestones of your achievement, the milestones of, okay, now the specifics are, this is the target. I can see the target. But the measurement is each step that I'm taking with intention. See, SMART goals and being SMART brings us to a level of intentionality that is so required on our journey. We have to be intentional on our journey. That's the first thing, this intentionality. I can have desires all day. I can have the woulda, coulda, shouldas all day. But if I'm not intentional about taking steps that move me in the direction of that, then I'll just have this desire. It's like an individual saying, I want to write a book. But if you don't sit down and write, you're never going to have the book. You're never going to be able to put your hands on it and touch it and see it tangibly because you have not executed on that desire. And if we were to use a book as an example, 250-page book over a specific period of time, then, okay, I need to write a certain number of pages each day that gets me to this goal. If it's a certain amount that you want to earn per year, whatever that looks like, again, be specific and now have the measurable areas in which you can now see, are you on track? If you want to lose weight, I want to lose 50 pounds in 6 months, whatever that looks like. Okay, take that 50 pounds divided by six. That now is going to tell you, and I'm just keeping it simple for the sake of illustration, but that now gives you the clarity on how much do I need to lose each month. Well, if you took that 50, divided it into six, you now need to lose about 8 pounds a month. Well, okay, 8 pounds a month. How much do I need to lose each week? 2 pounds a week. Now that brings this down and it's measurable because after week number one, if you only lose 1 pound, guess what? You're 1 pound behind. So your next week, you have to lose 3 pounds to stay on track. That's what the measurements are all about. So I want you to really understand the clarity around the measurements and the data that creates the milestones that support you in determining, are you on track? Are you on track? So S, specific. M, measurable. A is attainable. This one right here is so important. Not that they all are not important, but so important and so key because when we're speaking about is it attainable, this is, and I deal with this regularly in my coaching practice with my clients, because oftentimes we will outline goals that, as I stated earlier, are woulda, coulda, shouldas. we know I should, I would have, you know, blah, blah. And so it's not that we are at that place of readiness. That I often tell people, will say, well, how do I know if I'm ready for coaching? Are you at a place of readiness to truly take action on what you desire? Not what it could have, should have, not what you've written down year and year, you know, constantly. You've not achieved it. I battle this myself as well. So know that I'm not on a soapbox sharing with you what I'm not in process on myself. So we're all on this journey together. We're in the trenches together. As long as we have, as you've often heard me say, that little dash between our sunrise and sunset, we still have time and an opportunity to grow, to achieve what we desire. But that means we're still in process. And so this attainable is, are you ready? Have you really had a shift in your mind? Remember, resolutions, oftentimes we make a promise that we really have not made a decision on, but it's a woulda, coulda, shoulda. It's like, I should. But you're not yet ready. You haven't truly made that shift. And as we embark upon this new year, 3 years in, I wanted to make sure that I supported you as I support myself with tools that will equip you in getting different results this year. So, is the desire, is the goal attainable? Meaning, am I really in a place of readiness? Am I willing to allow myself to be stretched? Am I well equipped? Are you able to do it? And that's so key. Are you able? Because this ableness speaks to, is this realistic? Is it reasonable for you? What I'm able to do, what you're able to do, may be two different things. But if you have a greater capacity than I have, and I'm trying to reach a goal at your capacity that I don't have, that now says that it's not realistic for me. It's not attainable for me. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that we shouldn't stretch, because by all means, we should stretch. But if you say, I'm going to go from 0 to 60, or I'm going to go from 0 to 1 million. I'm going to make $1 million this year. You've never made $1 million. You don't have a clue. You don't even have a business or whatever it is. Is that realistic in this moment for you? Maybe not. Can you achieve it? Absolutely. All things are possible. So I want you to stay mindful of the context in which I'm saying evaluate the attainability of the goal. Don't set yourself up to fail. Start small and then build from there. So the illustration that I gave, like losing weight, don't say I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 1 week. Is that realistic? And that's what I want you to get. See it. Really see it clearly. So that you now anchor, and again, it's not those things that you have traditionally set before you, never achieved, those woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let's break the defeating concept of woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let's get rid of that. And let's really examine, one, being specific, putting a context, a framework that I can see, that you can see, that it's measurable, that I'm putting the numbers, the data associated with it so I can see the milestone. So now I know, how am I progressing? Because it's measurable, attainable, that I'm really at a place of readiness and I have the capacity to do it. I'm well equipped to do it. Our R is relevant. Now, this is so important. Each of these areas are so important that this relevance speaks to how does this goal, this desire, align with my values and my vision? You know, I often share that it's so crucial that we know our why associated with anything that we do. And I often share with my clients in my coaching practice that if your why is associated with a single event, and I liken that to a wedding versus the marriage. And so often people are focused on the single event of the wedding. Woohoo! I want the wedding. I want the beautiful event. I want to have everyone come, and I want to get in the gorgeous dress, and I want to be handsome in the tuxedo, and, you know, all of that. It's the event, but they have not, and this is why, partially, I believe, the divorce rate is over 60% was the last numbers that I heard, that over 60% of marriages end in divorce. And this is not just first marriages. In a lot of cases, it's second and third marriages. I have an associate that just got married. I believe it's for the fifth time. For the fifth time. Loves being married. But this is their fifth marriage. And for me, that says you're focused on the event of, but you haven't worked through what is it that is going to be required of me? What is it that it's going to take for me to achieve this as a lifestyle? What is my why? Because if our why is only associated with a single event, when we reach that event, for example, if your why is, I just want to lose 50 pounds, I just want to lose 50 pounds, I just want to lose 50 pounds. You lose the 50 pounds and it's not about a lifestyle. Before you know it, you're going to gain that back because there wasn't something greater. And that is so important for us to understand, that we have to understand on a deeper level, how does this desire align with my values, with my vision? What are your values? Do you know your values? And know the why. The why is going to be the driver because it gives us a greater cause of purpose. Did you get that? It gives us a higher call of purpose. So if it's just, I want to make the money, and there's no higher call of purpose, when the money is not there, believe me, I know. This was me when I was in real estate. When I was in real estate, and people are often surprised who only know me and have known me in the season of speaking, they're like, oh, you were in real estate? Really? Licensed realtor for the state of California, focused on real estate finance, and it was just about the money. It wasn't about purpose. And so when the money wasn't there, guess what? I was disenchanted, and I'm like, deuces, I'm out, bye-bye. There are more details associated with it, but I'm just giving you the skinny. But bottom line, it wasn't about a higher call of purpose. It wasn't. And I can be transparent and open now in retrospect because I now get it, that it wasn't purpose-driven for me. But rather, it was all about the money and the things. And so, in essence, I had the hierarchies of success out of alignment. My focus was just the money. It was the number one driver. It wasn't purpose. And so that's why I want you to recognize that. And I have to constantly challenge myself to recognize this as well. Remember, I said, I'm in the trenches with you. Please know that I cannot walk on water. Hello? No, I cannot walk on water. I know that. I'm in process. I'm working through myself, and I'm constantly having to evaluate my goals and desires. How are they relevant? Do they align with my values and with my vision? And that comes back to understanding and knowing my why and keeping it before me. We have to keep it before us. We have to keep our goals before us. That is being smart, keeping our goals before us. So what have we talked about so far? And I thank you, our valued listeners of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We're in our Shape Up series today. And in our Shape Up series, we are looking at Be Smart. And we're looking and diving into the witty intelligence and the clever brightness of SMART goals, being smart. And so we said that our acronym for SMART goals, S, specific, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, relevant, which is what we were just speaking about. And then we have time-based. Now, this time-based means that you establish a deadline. You have a time frame of expectancy. You know, it's interesting. In my coaching practice, I have a couple that I'm coaching, and the wife is pregnant, and their session was scheduled for today. And the husband texted me and said, we're in labor and delivery right now, which we talked about it last week, that this was the expected due date, the time. And so I had the heads up around that, wasn't surprised by the call because of the expected due date. Now, what's interesting and why I make that reference is this, that a woman is not truly, if there's no due date, she's not really pregnant. It's like, well, when is the baby coming? Oh, I don't know. Many of us, we don't know when our goals are going to, quote unquote, birth, if we associate natural birth with our spiritual birth of our vision, our goals, our dreams. And remember, all of what I do and my heart is as the doctor of purpose. How about that? I just gave that title to myself in this moment. The doctor of purpose, because that is my heart to support with you manifesting your purpose. Why do I say that? That truly, if you're not clear on when your vision is happening, when your goals are to be achieved, when you want these dreams, it's not real until you have a due date. Now, granted, the due date may have to shift a little bit. For example, a woman may be pregnant. The baby may come a little bit earlier than expected, a little bit later than expected. But this is the thing. There is an expectation. Do you have an expectation around your vision, around your goals, around your dreams? Because again, T, time-based. There is a deadline. There is a time frame of expectancy. Now, how do I determine what is a goal that I should even be focused on that is centered in and anchored in my values and my vision? It comes to priorities. Do you know what's most important to you? Because when we know what's most important to us and we prioritize accordingly, now that is the driver. And so today I want to take us to a brief win shop moment. My word for workshop, win shop. Win shop is all about working it now, working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dream. So I want you to, if you don't already have a piece of paper handy, your notepad and pen, or your laptop, your desktop, your smartphone with notes, I want you to grab something that you can take a brief moment now and simply write down 5 to 6 things, because we want to evaluate what's most important to us, because this prioritizing is going to support us with the achievement of our goals, because I'm putting first things first. One of the 7 habits of highly effective people. Put first things first. So let's prioritize. And when we're able to see our priorities, that now keeps us clear on our goals. It keeps us clear on our values and our visions. We're not easily swayed, tossed to and fro by everything else from everybody else when we are clear on our priorities. And so what's most important to you? Really take a moment to evaluate that. Write down in this moment right now 5 to 6 things that are important to you, that are most important to you. Notice I'm emphasizing most important to you. Take a brief moment to write down 5 or 6 things that are most important to you. I'm going to give you just a moment to do that. And so I want you to really process around what's most important to you. Write down 5 to 6 things. Your 5 to 6 things that you have written down that are most important to you, prioritize those things. Associate or attach with it a number of priority. So the 5 to 6 things that you just captured in this moment, again, we're in our brief moment of win shop. We're working it now. Look at and prioritize. So you've captured what's most important, 5 to 6 things, but now prioritize them based on order of importance. So put a little number next to those areas based on their priority, because this, again, is going to assist you and help to anchor you around being smart and your SMART goals. When you look at and you're clear on what my priorities are, putting first things first and what's most important, identifying those things, and now putting them into order based on priority. Take a moment to do that. Again, we're in our win shop time. Play in the sandbox. Okay, now that you have taken your list of 5 to 6 things that are most important to you, and you have, from that list, you have associated the order of priority, you've prioritized them, you put a number based on their priority, I want you to now attach with it one action step, because I want you to be equipped. When you leave this hour of empowerment, you've sacrificed to share this moment of time that you cannot get back. And so I want to make sure that this is a benefit for you, that this is a time that is well spent, that is an asset in your life. So you have your list of five or six. You've prioritized your list. Now I'm challenging you. I'm stretching you, as I'm stretching and challenging myself, to create one action step. See, this is how I work through in my coaching practice one-on-one with my clients. We go through this process that I'm taking you through live on the airwaves in just a few moments. Why? Because I want to make sure you leave feeling more like, wow, I was on Motivational Mondays today. I feel like now I know what my priorities are. I am being smart. Woo, I know what, you know, to do next. You have some clear steps. And so now with those five or six priorities that you've outlined, create one action step. What can you do starting tomorrow to begin to close the gap on that desire? One thing that you can do starting tomorrow or starting tonight that you can do to begin to close the gap on that desire from where you are to where you desire to grow. What is it that you can do? Take a moment to process that. Again, we're in our Win Shop time. We are working it now live on the airwaves. Have fun with it. Play in the sandbox. Utilize this time to leave more equipped around your goals and your visions as we now move into day three of this new year. Able to create an action step for all six of those areas, but what I trust is that your mindset is now moving in that direction. If you're just tuning in, wow, you've missed a great richness today on Be Smart. We're talking about smart goals and prioritizing it. We're in the process just a moment ago of working it now in our little Win Shop stage of Motivational Mondays and really being more equipped. And so what have we talked about today? We've talked about that your goals should be smart, that it's more than just a resolution that you're not resolved around, a promise that you're making to yourself that I'm going to do better. I want to replace this bad thing for a good thing, but yet you haven't really made the commitment to do so. It sounds like something good to do at the start of the year. Happy New Year! And now I have this resolution. But we want to be smart. And being smart is creating a greater intellect, intentionality, being clever and bright around our goals. And that's where smart goals come into play. Because it's more than just saying, I desire this. Now I have to, in order to achieve what I desire, what I have the ambition for, I must be smart. And so our SMART goals and the acronym of that, S, specific, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, relevant, and T, time-based. And then we talked about our priorities. We created a list of 5 to 6 things. We determined what's most important to us. Then we prioritized that, and then we were doing some action steps around that. I want to now invite you, our global listening audience. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And the lines are open, and we trust that you will chime right on in. It's a safe space. We welcome the engagement. You know, I have my latest campaign carrying over from last year, my Impact 100. My Impact 100 is so key. Why? Because my Impact 100 is my commitment to 100 of you listening in. And I want to know, are you one of the 100 that I can journey with you throughout this year, that I can walk alongside with you, that I can walk alongside with you and support you in getting greater results on your journey? If that is you, I want to give you the charge to join my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, which equips you and sets you up for one full year of coaching, empowerment, and support in a group setting with like-minded individuals for a nominal fee. My lifestyle growth plan is available for you. So if you would like more information regarding my campaign, give our team a call. 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Maybe you're thinking, Coach Adams, wow, I would love one-on-one coaching. Give our team a call. Get that. I have a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey. I'm here for you, and I want to be on your team and walk alongside with you. So Impact 100, again, is my commitment to assisting 100 individuals such as yourself who are at a place of readiness, and you want to be smart and you want support on your journey personally and professionally. You don't want to get the results that you've gotten last year. You know, it's interesting because last night, and I did a post on this because it was so insightful for me, and it wasn't the first time that I heard it. And again, giving some love and honor to my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. So last night in my master's class with my mentors, the question was raised that challenged. It was, if I continue, there were several questions, but this one was one that really stood out to me. And let me tell you why it stood out, because if you continue the journey that you're on, you can predict your outcome. And so the question raised is, do you like where you're headed? And if you don't like where you're headed, then make a shift. You have an opportunity to make a shift, and today may be your day to make a shift, because when you think about, if I continue where I am on my journey, you can predict your outcome. Think about that. That hit me like 2 tons of bricks. If I continue the journey that I'm on, if I don't make the shift that I need to make, I can predict where I'm going. You can predict where you're going. And so make a shift. You don't have to stay there. You do not have to stay there. And I want to be on your team and assist you through the support that I have. Don't lose focus on your goals. I know we're all in this place of New Year's resolutions right now. I get it. Woohoo, Happy New Year and my resolutions. But don't let it fall by the wayside in a, you know, by the end of the month. And it's like, okay, what does it look like? And so ask yourself the question. Be authentically true to you. What are you willing to do differently to ensure that you get different results? Because if you don't make a shift, if I don't make a shift, again, if you don't like what you're getting, but you stay on the same course, guess what? It's predictable what the outcome will be. So if you want to shift your outcome, you have to do things differently. What you've been doing, the way that you've been doing it, it's not sufficient. And believe me, I'm challenging myself on this very thing. So I want you to know that support is available for you through my Full Circle of Empowerment. And I want you to stay connected. If you're not already a part of my network, give our team a call at 310-289-2101 or send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. If you don't like the course that you are on, now is the time to make a course adjustment, to make a shift, and having the right people on your team is so key. It really is. Being in the right circles is so key, and getting the right tools and support. Remember, we said our SMART goals. We have to ask ourselves the question, and we have to be real with, are the goals attainable? Am I well equipped? If you're not achieving your goals, and that was our A in our SMART acronym, if you don't feel like you're well equipped, you don't have to stay there. Support is available for you. Get in the right circles. Want to make sure that we keep the dialogue going. We can do that through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group available for all. So if you're not already a part of the group, just simply say, hey, I want to join the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, and all are welcome. Again, give our team a call with any questions regarding the Full Circle of Empowerment to get connected today, 310-289-2101. We're going to continue in our Shape Up series as we progress throughout this year. We have some great... Excuse me, struggling with allergies today and really pressing through. We have some great things on the horizon in store for you, but that's all that we have time for tonight. We're going to leave you with this, and I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. I coach and you win.